It's time to ride, I pull up on the scene real fast. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky.
December 31st, 2023. Ladies and gentlemen, holy fucking shit. It's the last year, of 2023. The last motherfucking ass day. Did you really think that we were gonna skip out on it? Ladies and gentlemen, mind you, as well, we are two episodes away from 500. But in a lot of respects, we will hit 500 in the year 2024, next year, in a way, which is literally less than 24 hours away. But we are back, long last, at long last, baby. It is great to be back here on the special edition, the special year-end edition. This is True Speech, episode 498. It's your host, as always. It wouldn't be the same without me. Gabriel Hernandez here, ladies and gentlemen. It's good to have you guys back here. Like I said, obviously, you know, as it is, December 31st. For some people go to church on Sundays. Sunday, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, Sunday, December 31st. It's good to be back. Holy fucking shit, man. Let me fucking tell you. Let me tell you, dude. How goddamn long you gotta browse the internet for the proper iPad charger. Now, I know a lot of you guys are gonna look at sit here and be like, wait, what the fuck do you mean, iPad charger? How does that go into what we're talking about? Because mind you, right? I order an iPad, right? I get sent a dinky ass charger. Excuse me. Did I tell you guys I was getting off of being sick? Because mind you, dude, the cough is still here in a lot of ways. But thanks to our own Julie, obviously, like I said, a big staple here on this show, and we mentioned her a lot here on True Speech. She told me, probably like a couple days ago, actually, probably, I drink a little bit of Jameson, and that's going to suppress my cough. On top of being an absolute crackhead, taking a bunch of Tylenol, Sinosevir. Because mind you, anyone that takes Sinosevir, if you ever take an allergy medication, ladies and gentlemen, let alone like a Sinosevir, 350 milligrams per pill, you know what it is. I mean, especially with the Tylenol extra strength. Anybody ever had Tylenol extra strength? Here, raise your hand here, ladies and gentlemen. Dude, when I was dealing with that wisdom teeth, my wisdom teeth were all fucked. Oh, my wisdom teeth on the right, it was on the right side, right? It's all fucked up for a long time. You know, anytime I eat something hot or, you know, I hit it on directly, you know, or I would, I don't know, it would happen every so often, right? That shit would hurt. But this recent time, ladies and gentlemen, this recent time, my shit swelled up, right? And I had work, and I work in a customer service based environment, and I'm having to talk to people multiple times a day, multiple goddamn times a day. So how the fuck am I gonna make this situation the best situation that I can possibly fucking make it? I'm gonna take some Adderall. Excuse me, not Adderall. Excuse me. Here we are. We are running on 0 hours of sleep. I meant to say Tylenol. Tylenol, Adderall. They have the anol sign at the end of it. Doesn't fucking matter. It does. It does, but it doesn't, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm taking Tylenol, right? I'm taking Tylenol extra strength. If anybody ever had Tylenol extra strength, you know in some ways that shit has some power in it. It definitely does take away a little headache and stuff like that. It obviously won't make you more beautiful, but that shit will take away a headache. Here we are on the year-end show talking about allergy medication. Has it been an okay year? Are we going to need therapy here in 2024? Has anyone else ever like come down signing paperwork or writing something or dating something? You put the prior year when it like right when it changes to 2024. I was telling this guy yesterday that I know for sure for at least maybe the first couple weeks or so that I'm gonna fucking be putting 2023 on whatever the fuck it is I'm dating. But let's circle back to Miss Julie, right? She's talking about my, so I've been sick, right? Obviously, I've told many people this. I think I've mentioned it a couple times here on the show. I get sick probably like once a year, right? I get sick once a year. It's a bitch, though. It's a motherfucking cunt. A slut. A slut whore. A cunt slut whore of... It's a bitch of a situation. Excuse me, man. I am going to hell for here on being this aggressive here on a Sunday. Let alone... Having a cough here on True Speech. We have a cough here on True Speech. But we got to continue. Dude, there's no way in any fucking form are we dodging a year-end show. So before we continue, ladies and gentlemen, we've jumped a little bit further into the pot. Nearing at 7 minutes already here. Ladies and gentlemen, our show is available everywhere you get your podcasts, exclusively on Spotify. Stream us on Spotify. If you have Spotify Premium, you can download. I believe you can download our show for offline usage with or without Spotify Premium. I don't know 100% sure if it is, but if it isn't, by all means, it's all good. As long as you guys are streaming, as long as you guys are watching, are listening to our show, it's all that matters. True Speech Pod, at True Speech Pod on Instagram. And X, formerly known as Twitter. So X.com/TruthSpeechPod, X.com/GTKingOfficial, and obviously Instagram. On Instagram, ladies and gentlemen, we have GTheKing_official, I believe. Is that, yeah, GTheKing_official on Instagram. And last but not least, how can we forget Threads? Threads.net. Threads.net/GTKingOfficial. Ladies and gentlemen, we got more than enough social media accounts and stuff like that. I mean, obviously, like I said, spreading notoriety is important and all that. But ladies and gentlemen, we got to get our show out there. If you guys like shows, if you like to be able to relax, if you like to be able to sit back and unwind. I mean, Julie told me Jameson does the job for these constant fucking coughs. It makes me feel like I have inhaled bleach. Like, you ever been in a room, I mean, you ever engulf a fucking room full of bleach? Like, mind you, when I clean, ladies and gentlemen, I clean like a fucking maniac. So, of course, this, I mean, especially in public restrooms, let alone, I clean the fuck out of that shit. I clean the fuck out of that shit, so I guarantee it that it's clean. Obviously, I know that you can't go so long being exposed to bleach without obviously suffocating and shit like that. I feel like I was on limited borrowed time. My apologies, too, if I'm coughing in anybody's ear or anything. I don't want my drizzle to fly up or my droplets to fly through the earpiece and stuff like that. I mean, wouldn't that be one hell of a way to go out? I'm just kidding. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how the fuck a lot of this shit works. I know alcohol fucks you up. I know weed fucks you up. I mean, a lot of things fuck you up. I mean, weed doesn't fuck you up. I mean, I'd say alcohol fucks you up over anything. I don't think anybody really is too concerned over their addictions to weed. I mean, I don't think weed doesn't even warrant an addiction. I think that it's all in the mind, honestly. It's all in the mind. So warrant Julie's gift to me on this lovely afternoon. Quite cloudy on this lovely December 31st, 2023. On this lovely final day of 2023. But before we begin, as always, I know we say that a lot. Motherfuckers, before we reflect on the year that was, before we think about all the craziest situations that have occurred in this year, before we indulge and unwind and undress all of you motherfuckers, mentally at least, I mean, obviously, clothes-wise, I'm not really keen to undressing random people or anything like that. I'm really not undressing anyone else but myself or Julie. But, ladies and gentlemen, sit back, I mean, obviously, and relax. Like I said, True Speech with the King is presented to you, and very mucho appreciated by, obviously, like I said, True Speech presented to you. And I wonder if those little bitches get tomorrow off, too. I mean, you think, because I was just randomly thinking about some of these people at my job. I was wondering if they get the holiday off, too. Shout out to all my motherfuckers out there working on the holidays, though. Holiday pay is a beautiful fucking thing, man. Let me tell you, dude. Because, like, dude, being able to buy whatever the fuck you want on top of just getting a lot of fuck you money, like a lot of fuck you money, and you're able to spend money on whatever the fuck you feel like. You're able to buy whatever you want. You're able to indulge in whatever it is you want. And you're able to purchase whatever you want. You don't have to worry. You don't have to stress. You don't have to fidget. You don't have to worry about the next time you could do anything. You don't have, even if you have bad habits, even if you have an addiction to gambling, even if you have addiction to doing anything, you don't even have to have an addiction. You can just be a simple guy that works hard and gets himself where he needs to be. Wednesday, January 3rd. Goodness gracious.
It's a new year, ladies and gentlemen. Can you believe it? A new year. 2023 is no more. And you guys know how I feel about the new years and stuff like that. Have I explained what a sequence of events is? Or what do I refer to it as? I mean, the whole thing about no pressure. The whole thing about not pressuring yourself to be somewhere at a certain specific time. Obviously, it's good to be somewhere at a specific time. It just depends on the way and the realisticness of it, you know? Because we all tend to beat ourselves up, right? We all tend to beat ourselves up, but not in this case. Not here, ladies and gentlemen, and not today. This is True Speech, episode 498. True Speech with the King, 498. We were not able to finish our New Year's Eve edition episode, ladies and gentlemen. So we got 12 minutes of unaired footage here from the night of. They're a little bit zooted on there, so we're going to play it a little bit later on in the show. But first things first, as always, we are presented to you and obviously, like I said, presented to you and brought to you by Spotify, thank you guys for always hosting this show, and thank you for always having our backs when it comes to the creators, when it comes to Spotify, when it comes to this, the distribution of the podcast. It's good to be back, guys. I said 3 days in the January. Can you believe it? Already. How was everybody's New Year's? Like I said, I don't know. Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving. I mean, it all was there. I mean, obviously, like I said, there are just days of the year. And I feel like what I said, like the secret to events and all that, like that all in itself gives us an opportunity to be better people in general, overall. Because if you're not being better, what are you doing? If you're not looking to improve your quality of life, what are you doing? If you're not looking to reach your ultimate potential, what are you doing? Right? I mean, there's no ceiling. I mean, people say, oh, the sky is the limit. No, the sky is not the limit. We got the multiverse now. We got everything, man. We got the ins and outs of everything. We got all the possible opportunities and all the possible outcomes. We got everything lined up for us. We just have to go and achieve it. We have to go and grab it. It's not easy, obviously, and no one said it was. No, it's not supposed to be. But it's something that I think all of us need to do. Something that we all need to have within our soul. Something we need to have within our mind, body, and spirit to kind of be able to achieve in a way. So like, we got to be able to achieve something. If we want to achieve something, we got to put our mind to it, right? Easier said than done. But we got to be ready for all obstacles. We got to be ready for all opportunities, all outcomes. And we've got to be able to fight our way through it if something doesn't go our way. Easier said than done, like I said, ladies and gentlemen. 5 minutes in, here we go. On the new year, we got a lot to talk about on today's show. So, what do we do on New Year's? What do we do? So, I actually was busy. I was working on that day. I don't think I did anything specific. However, like seeing, you know, the people, like great people coming in at the store. Now that where I work at, people are very great, gracious and stuff, and very humble, really respectful and stuff. And man, people are really dressed up. If you only seen what I seen that night of, that is one hell. It was one hell of a celebration. I didn't necessarily see any fireworks. Not too many. I mean, there was like a couple, a few probably went off, but
between that. It sounds like the window's open, huh? Let me see if the window's open. Live stream here on the show. People were going out and about. Some people were staying home, but we're in the era now, folks, where everybody just stays home. Well, we don't need to go and do anything for every single one of our birthdays. I mean, obviously, like I said, the holidays were in 2022, or... Wait, is it 2023 or 2022? Oh, fuck. Oh, we're already in 2024. Can you believe that? Can you believe it? I can't believe it, man. That's crazy to say, but damn. Wow. That's insane. As far as the resolutions go, I don't have those resolutions. I mean, I know we used to talk about it. It used to be a topic of conversation, but I don't judge anybody when they say those. But my resolution is just to be better than I was yesterday. Each and every time, you know what I mean? Each and every time, and regardless of what happens, we gotta be ones to step up for ourselves. We have to be ones to get ourselves through things. Can't rely on anyone else. Not at all. Not even in a relationship. That's what causes the most destruction in people's lives, because they rely on someone else. They try this with someone else, and then boom, it's not as it seems. It's not as something. It's not seen. It's not taken in or received as something that should be taken. You know what I mean? It's not something that any of us either don't expect. We don't know what to do when something goes wrong. I mean, I'm not saying me. I mean, I used to be like that, but now, dude, I just go with the flow. You know what I mean? I just go with the flow, and I like to think that my approach is quite solid. I like to think that everything I do is for a reason, obviously. Like I said, I'm very reasonable. Especially when it comes to, like, my reaction to shit, man. Like, my reactions and everything. Generally, like, I don't go around just treating everybody any kind of way. It's a good old-fashioned saying called, treat others how you want to be treated. And that will be what transpires. That will be what you forecast. A good friend of mine told me about forecasting energy. What it does, I mean, it's real. You forecast energy. You forecast how you're feeling. And you forecast things that you're thinking about. And in some ways, slowly but surely, it becomes your reality. So you've got to watch what you say. You got to watch how you say it. You got to watch the way you go about it. Because otherwise, if you don't, and these unexpected things happen, you're not going to know what to do. You're not going to know how to fight it. You're not going to know how to approach it. You're not going to know how to recover from it. Work hard and, accept what happens, but you don't accept it. Accept it without accepting it. You fight it. You combat it. Because if all the things that were designed to destroy us in life did, where the fuck would we be? you wouldn't even be having a conversation right now about this. You guys hear my stomach? Is my stomach constantly going off here? Are you guys in here hearing my stomach in your ear on this episode of True Speech? We haven't even begun with the introduction properly, right? How are you guys going to know where to keep up to date with the latest and greatest news here on this spectacular episode? But ladies and gentlemen, we are presented to you by, like I said, Spotify. Be sure to subscribe to us. Subscribe to our show on Spotify. GT King Official on Twitter, or X, formerly known as Twitter. Instagram.com/GTKing_official. As well as Threads. We have Threads. Threads.net. Threads.net/GTKing or GTKing_official as well. Got a little bit of everything, right? Everybody wants to expand their reach, expand their way of, you know, just to be able to expand their quality of a performance in a way. Meaning, like, the more people that know, the more people that are exposed to you, the more people that are around you, they will honestly be in favor for you. They'll be in favor of it. It's important that you want to be able to expand your nature of everything that you're doing. You know, your quality of your work, obviously, will be recognized by people that are important. People that want to see these kinds of people. Like, it's important for people to be able to, you know, realize their true potential. Now, if you don't, if you go about life without doing that, you'll just never know who or what you truly can be. You'll never truly know your own honest potential. You'll just keep on going, keep on going, keep on going. But no progress will happen. Ow. Just keep on going and nothing will ever be the same for you. I mean, it's all right. If people want to do that, then by all means, it's fine. But if not, if you're willing to make the necessary sacrifices to do so, then good things come to people. Especially good things come to people who wait for them. Now, I'm not saying to sit here on your ass and just wait for it to happen. No. You gotta be willing to meet yourself in the middle for the meantime. And you've gotta be willing to fight yourself and fight through the difficulties. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't. Because as you said before plenty of times on this show, it's about how you handle it. Dude, my stomach is growling here on the show. We're going to have the audio, put some audio in the background or something like that when we're done editing this. Dude, I just ate some cup of noodles, dude. So I should be more than good. A quick little commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back after these messages. I don't think that I sparked up a joint in a while. So here we are back from a commercial break, and we're sparking a joint. The things we want in life will only come our way if we're willing to knock out all of the potential opportunities that are in our way. It doesn't matter what the fuck happens to us. It matters how we get through it. You know, it's one of the craziest things, right? People don't believe it. People think you're crazy when you're saying it. But until you know, until it happens, until you change your approach, shit will always continue to be the same exact way. And that doesn't just go for people individually. It goes for people working in a team. It goes for people working together. It goes for people overall in companies and jobs and everything, man. Communication is a fucking hell of a goddamn thing to keep. To keep, to retain, to improve. Don't lose it. No, don't let it be something that you lack. Because obviously you don't need to talk about it on this show to have you understand it, but it's like, dude, you see so many good people, so many great relationships spill over because of that exact thing, ladies and gentlemen. You guys want to be mad and upset over things. You want to get angry at somebody. I mean, obviously, like I said, you have all right to feel how you want to feel, but as far as two people that are on a team, you want to be able to push yourself through all fucking outcomes of this shit. Doesn't fucking matter how the hell it happens. If you sit here staying out caring about what the fuck everyone else thinks about you or your situation or about whatever it is you're going through, you're for sure lowering your standards. Because I ain't never met any motherfuckers, any haters, any of these other bitch ass motherfuckers out there that give me some logical advice that makes me redo the things I do. The only things I redo are the way I approach those motherfuckers. Nothing good that comes out of it when it comes to those people, because they are stuck in the same spot. They are preaching to the choir. They're talking about every little thing that they want or everything else that you're doing. Everything else that you're doing, but not everything else they're doing. So it's a way of a hypocrite. They're the ones that want you to do this and do that, and you need to be this way. Oh, if it wasn't because of you, this would be this way. Blah, 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 blah. Shut the fuck up, please. First and foremost, F bombs here on the Truth Speech Network, ladies and gentlemen. Just kidding. That's how it has to be. Sometimes you got to tell people straight. Sometimes you got to tell people sternly. No, I don't give a shit if you don't like what I have to say. If you don't like what I have to say, that means you're not worthy enough to hear it. Now, I will never sit here and preach to someone. I'll never sit here and preach to the choir about any given thing and not do it myself. I mean, obviously, there's times where I give people advice and I take pride in giving people advice, but it's not necessarily something I do or something I would do right away. But if I can help one person today, if I can give one person a good advice a day, then by all means, man, we're doing all that we can here. Shall we turn up the heat here on this episode of True Speech with the King? Mind you, ladies and gentlemen, this is episode 498. So we have two more episodes before we hit the great 500. 500 motherfucking 100. Y'all ever have those buzz balls? Buzz ball, anyone ever heard of buzz balls? Now they have these big sip buzz balls now, dude. I've been thinking about those for like the last 10-15 minutes. Dude, those are so great. Random, right now. I was just looking at this box that was sitting right in front of me. That's why I was kind of like thinking about it. But shall we turn up the heat here in the True Speech on the True Speech Podcast Network? And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, here on this podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Obviously, earlier on the show, we were mentioning, people who are wanting to sit and stay the same. You know, obviously, like I said, no one's perfect. Not everybody's on the same page. Not everybody's on the same wavelength when it comes to success or wanting to be successful or wanting to prosper in life. It's part of life, obviously. Obviously, like I said, we're not robots. So if we were robots, then there would be something to be heard of when it comes to that. But we're not robots. We're intellectual human beings. We're all different people. We're all different types of people, man. There's so many different types of people in the world. So many different categories. So many different types of people, man. Dude, there's no ceiling for the different types of people. That could be a good thing and that could be a bad thing. I mean, what do you want to consider yourself? I mean, I like to think that I like to be adventurous. I like to think that I have interests in many topics. I like to think that I'm here, a human being. Obviously, I don't think I'm any better than anyone else. I like to think that I like to prosper. I like to think that I am someone who wants to be something in this world. You know, if people don't want to be something in the world, then they're obviously in the wrong, life. I mean, I don't know, if someone doesn't want to be something in the world, then they're going to sit here and stay the same. But improvement doesn't just revolve around yourself. I mean, that's obviously the biggest trait. That's the biggest thing you could probably look at. But it revolves in many different circles, from relationships with your friends, your family, your significant others. I mean, obviously, relationships is probably one of the top tier problems and most talked about things in the world. And that's something that a lot of people have massive problems with on many different stages, unfortunately. I mean, obviously, no one's relationships are perfect, but you've got categories, and you've got people who are made for each other, you got people who can prosper, you got people who come from a long ways to improve the quality of the relationships, and you've got people that are straight just not made for one another. Now, I'm not one to sit here and say that it's perfect, or I can spot perfect from imperfect, because no one is perfect in general. But we can be perfect to be imperfect, you know what I mean? Like, perfect for that individual, you know what I mean? But it just depends on what it is you're looking for, and your own accountability, and your own willingness to see the bigger picture is when the things are happening. If problems arise, if they come together, what do you do? How do you combat it? You know what I mean? Some people run from their problems. Some people run directly at their problems. Some people run away. Or you can run into the fire directly. I'm not saying run into the fire like I'm just carelessly, but you got to look at all the different issues, all the different factors, all the different scenarios, anything and everything that could be a problem, anything and everything that could be that scenario that you may want to see, you may not want to see, you may want to see it. Some people choose not to believe the truth. Some people choose to not look at it. Don't look at the whole picture. You're going to get half-assed results or no results at all. You know what I mean? It's all up to the individual. The host. You know what I mean? The host, meaning like the one who is looking for all these different things. Aspiring is what we say. Like, they're aspiring to look for success and all that. It just depends on what you're looking at. You know what I mean? How about a little bit of a motivational teach lesson for the beginning show? Our beginning show, technically, it was like our year-end show. But like 12 minutes of the show is actually recorded for the New Year's episode. So today is January 3rd. But, you know, as we said earlier, there's a portion of this show that was actually taped a little bit earlier before that, you know, right before January aired, and it was a New Year's and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's a little bit of a combination of both, guys. Now, as we are approaching, I mean, obviously, we were aiming to hit 500 episodes in 2023, but it is a new year now. It is time to keep prospering. It is time to keep on pushing ourselves higher and higher and higher and to keep on going. Now, obviously, you can't do this without struggle. You can't do this without problems. And obviously, we can't do this without accountability. Like me personally, I am very accountable. You know, I'm very aware. I'm very understanding. I'm very forthcoming with things that are going on. And it's an unfortunate thing that a lot of people hide from the truth, or they hide from their actions, or they don't admit stuff, or they're sitting here pointing fingers, you're wrong, I'm right, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. But instead of pointing fingers at people and pointing at everyone else but yourself, you gotta look at the core of the issue. That's the thing. The core meaning the center of the problem, meaning the heart. A problem, the main issue, the mainstay, the main cause of the problem. That's the type of person I am. I like to look at the main problems, the main cores of it, what happened, what transpires. I like to get my point out there. Maturely, of course. Not prematurely. People won't do that shit all the time. They like to get their little points across and stuff, and it doesn't get their point across. Because all it does is cause problems for you. And it's something that people it happens to people. But it's all about who you have around you. It's all about who and what kind of energy you choose to bring around you. Now, I'm not used to bringing around negative energy. However, when I did have it and have had it around, you know, obviously I went through whatever it is I went through. Obviously, just like any other human being would. But you can choose how you want to do it. You can let it destroy you. You can let it make you better. Or you can learn from it. And now, if you sit there and you look at it, and you think about it, and you recap all that shit you went through. Oh, dude, it was so worth it. Right? It was so fucking worth it. So fucking worth it. And you're blessed. And I'm not going to sit here and say that everything's going to be absolutely perfect from here on out. It just, that area of your life is going to be solved. And that area of your life is going to be put to rest for now. Obviously, until you encounter the next big issue. But if we don't face those issues, if we don't even go through those things in life, what are we doing? You aren't going through anything. Life is a precious thing, and it can be taken at any given time. It can be lost at any given time. I mean, opportunities can, obviously, we're out here talking about death all the time. Just say, opportunities arise, things come about, and if we don't take advantage of those things, the opportunities will pass by And we're not looking at those
what-if scenarios. The what-if scenarios is not one of those things. I mean, obviously, it's kind of fun to think about, but realistically, dude, no. It's not something to want to fantasize about. Especially not in the wrong time. Not in the unfortunate circumstances. Meaning like, oh, what if I would have done this? Or, you know, you're regretting it. You're dreading a decision that was made that maybe been premature, that may have not been the most honest decision, or may not have been the most educated or the best decision that you could possibly have made. So you're regretting it. You're sitting there suffering because of it. Now, that's one thing you can't do, okay? You can't sit there and do that. That's going to fucking rip you apart from inside and out. You must be better. We must be willing to do anything and everything that comes our way. Opportunity-wise. We must do every possible thing. I mean, obviously, like I said, some people don't have the abilities to think about all the possible scenarios and everything that comes your way, but if you do, you take advantage of that shit and you grab it by the balls. Take the opportunity, you seize it, and you move forward and you push forward and get through anything and everything you can, as much as you can. I mean, make it as most efficient as possible when it comes to your circumstances, whatever it is you're doing, whatever it is you want to do, whatever it is you're going through and how you're going to get yourself through it, pretty much, you know? But what a way to start off the new year. Here, I mean, a combination of two episodes in one, but as always, we always make it here entertaining, educational, and a little bit of everything here on the Truth Speech with the King platform, ladies and gentlemen. Until next time on the show, you know where to find us on Spotify. Just subscribe to us on Spotify. GT King Official on X, formerly known as Twitter, and Instagram.com/truthspeechpod, X.com/truthspeechpod, G_the_king_official on Instagram as well, and more some, and then some, excuse me, but we will be back sooner rather than later, ladies and gentlemen. We are out of this bitch. We will talk to you all next week, folks. We're out of this bitch. Bye, folks. Until next time, don't drink and drive, and always look to prosper in life. I'm just kidding. Be the passenger, and you can drink and drive, though. That's the thing. I'm just kidding. Don't drink and drive at all. We want to keep lives alive and keep the deaths to the minimum if we can avoid it here, especially in the new year. It's the third day of January, you know what I mean? So, got to be as smooth as we possibly can. So, and until next time, we are out of this bitch. Talk to you in a second, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back next week.
Time to ride, I pull up on the scene real fast. It's time to ride, right? Pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, hands to the sky. It's time to ride, right? Pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, hands to the sky. pull out from the scene, real fame. Long as I wake up in the morning, I'ma get a bag. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag. I promise to God, this for the homies, but that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky, it's time to ride.
For my homies that be grinding all the time, all the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. Party, party, let's get lit. Party, party, I like my music, lasso DJ, turn me up.